It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena, Marama, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm really good, thank you.
It's been a big week local politics-wise. Let's talk about the election results that we've seen come through. I'm sure the Green Party is very excited to see Tory Whānau take on the mayoralty or take over the mayoralty in Pōneke. What has been some of your, I guess, biggest takeaways from what we've seen happen, not just in Wellington, but across the country over the weekend?
Yeah, well, I'll start with Tory's incredible win, actually. I'm still thrilled and overjoyed. Was a strong supporter of her campaign. But actually, she ran an incredible campaign, and it clearly resonated with Wellingtonians. So I do want to acknowledge, you know, she ran on the importance of uniting local council, bringing people together and ensuring all people's voices are heard. She talked quite convincingly about creating more resilience in Wellington's infrastructure, and she was really clear and had vision and policies with detail on focusing on addressing access to housing and housing standards. She talked about Wellington's water infrastructure, you know, clearly a hot topic, making the city safer, prioritising the environment, and funding community organisations dedicated to reducing alcohol and drug harm and providing mental health services and improving public transport. But I think, you know, even with her incredible policy platform that she ran on, she had a grassroots campaign. She had presence all around the city with her billboards in important places, and they were obviously awesome billboards. She ran a positive campaign, and I just think I'm really proud of, I'm this close to claiming, oh, Tory, no, not at all. This is Tory. This is Tory all over. This is her own long-standing, incredible self, and I'm just really proud. And across the country, in fact, moving on to across the country, our Greens, both in Wellington and across Aotearoa, you know, the results for the Greens are really exciting. The Greens, and particularly the independent Greens, showing the commitment of our candidates across the country to climate and social issues. We know that we're still awaiting for some of those final results, but we've been able to get some really good candidates in across the country. And yes, we've seen a changeover of mayors across the country as well. That's been
particularly
incredible.
Down in Dunedin, we did have a Green mayor in Dunedin, and that has now changed. Is this something that's concerning? I mean, I know that this is, we're talking about the movement perhaps of the Greens here rather than the party, but, you know, is this something that you're concerned by or you feel perhaps saddened by? What's your thoughts about that?
Oh, really saddened and gutted, actually, for Aaron Hawkins. I'm glad that Marie Lofisor still made it back on as a councillor. She's incredible. But I'm really gutted for Aaron. And again, I think there's something that we'll reflect on around campaigning, around actually campaigning and the contact with voters as well. There is a, you know, and of course I'm really gutted about Efesor losing in Auckland. We were really strong supporters as the Greens, and the Greens in Auckland were really strong supporters of him. He would have made an incredible mayor. I wish him love and grace and rest, actually, and I believe he's now understandably going to take some time with his beautiful family. But, you know, I want to talk about campaigning, and I want to talk
There's been a lot of discussion, even, you know, before the results started coming through, about whether people were being engaged in the right ways, how we actually get voter turnout. This is, you know, the latest in a long-term problem about voter turnout for local government elections. There's been a lot of discussion about online voting. We know that's not a silver bullet, but do you think we need to see an inquiry into the way our voting system works for local government elections?
It's long past overdue, and they were local government local regional votings, I think, towards the end of last year, I remember, and we had the same issue. But it's getting really concerning now, and look, we need to be saying that no matter what the results are for the votes, hey, that it's very, very clear that people missed out on their ballot papers, that people were then not easily able to cast their special votes. I've had really big concerns raised from, I guess, experts in the field, you might say, in the technical field, about the perils of online voting.
Mm-hmm.
So I want us to be really sure about even discussing those options, ensuring that they are going to uphold democracy and help to make voting and democratic processes far more accessible.
Mm.
So that's really what we need to be asking and inquiring. Those turnouts, you know, across the country, but especially as you look into the turnouts in particular areas, they're just dismal, they're unacceptable. So there is definitely something that needs to be looked at.
Well, let's talk about the government's announcement around farm-level emissions pricing. This has been something that has been kind of in the works for a long time. It was just sort of announced the details of this yesterday, and it's getting a bit of flack from all sides. Farmers aren't happy, environmentalists aren't happy. Why is the Green Party supporting this?
Yeah, I guess the key thing here is ending, you know, I mean, this is about stronger action for the climate, protection for the generations to come, for a stable climate. So the announcement yesterday was, in effect, about ending agriculture's free ride. But there is room for improvement, and I think that's what you've rightfully pointed out, is that, yes, there is some flack from all sides. We absolutely expect this, so we expect the flack whenever we start to end agriculture's free ride. There's still room for improvement, though, and the Greens actually have a solution that is better than the emissions trading scheme and will actually guarantee agriculture play its part. And when I say play its part, it's about pulling levers that are actually about reducing methane emissions. And so, yes, after 30 years of government inaction and with the Greens in government, farmers will finally have to reduce their climate pollution or pay to pollute. That's the bit that the Greens have a problem with. So when environmentalists and other stakeholders are raising that part of the problem, mm-hmm. well, yes, we have a better plan than that.
So what is the better plan?
Without getting far too technical, what I can say is the preferred option in our part is for our part of our plan for deep cuts to climate pollution from farms. And so that includes, for example, phasing down synthetic nitrogen fertilizer and PKE, actually reducing herd sizes, and boosting support for regenerative farming. And, you know, these are the other levers that is particularly green and that we want to keep pushing for.
Do you think that we will be able to see that? Do you think James Shaw, perhaps in his role, is going to be able to push those things through? Or is there too much compromise having to be made here?
So what I want to say is, while even where we have got to in this would not have happened without James in government, without Greens in government, but we've been really clear, we want, so in this consultation is that option, and this is why it's important that we have feedback, to allow the Greens to keep making this case, and that option, our Green preferred option, is in there as well in the documents and the consultation. But we also know that pulling that option through for discussion is going to help with more Greens in government mm-hmm. next time. And so this is about also looking to the election and who is it that is pushing for the truly transformational change that will truly guarantee keeping our temperature increases to a level that is, you know, sustainable for a planet. Well, that is the Greens in government, and we need more to be able to get those changes through.
Well, we probably haven't got time to talk a little bit about cannabis convictions this morning, but we will get to that conversation, I think, in a few weeks, because it's bound to be an ongoing one. But thank you very much for your time, Marama Davidson. It's always great to chat with you on the show. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you. I'm just going to say we should just absolutely step towards decriminalisation as a first step at least. But thank you very much. Let's pick that up another time.
Absolutely. All right. Ka kite.
Ka kite. Thank you.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Thank